Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansion bright and blessed here, prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the tolls of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Amen. Well, I'll tell you, when we see Him, we're going to know Him. We already know Him, but we're going to know Him by sight, because we will have been transformed and we're going to be like Him. His transformation is taking place now, but I'll tell you, one day it's going to be complete, isn't it? All right. What a blessing it is to sing praises unto our God, especially in the midst of the world and the present world economy, things that are going on around us every day. So we are able from the heart to sing praises unto a wonderful, saving, faithful God. It's a connection for us to be able to do that, to be able to sing praises to Him. And it focuses us on His majesty, on His greatness, on His goodness, on His mercy, as we've already addressed this morning. What a merciful God He is.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I will praise Thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto Thee. I will worship towards Thy holy temple and praise Thy name for Thy loving kindness and for Thy truth. For Thou hast magnified Thy word above all Thy name. In the day when I cried, Thou answered me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise Thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of Thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath He respect unto the lowly. But the proud He knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth Thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and Thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of Thine own hands.
So we are in Psalm 138. Right, we're Isaiah read for us this morning. That's the psalm I wanted us to take a look at. I want us to see, David was in a similar situation in his life. He was surrounded by false little g gods. And I like that, Brother Chuck. They are not worthy to have their names mentioned because they really, they don't exist. They only exist in the minds and creations of man, both of which are sinful, both of which are earthy and not spiritual. So he dealt with the same things. Now in Psalm 38, David is praising God for the truth of his word. For the truth of His Word. That's what we praise Him for, isn't it? His Word is truth. Yes, it's been changed by man. Yes, it's been watered down. Yes, it's been made more palatable to the fallen human heart. So that's why we're here, isn't it? We're here to stand for the truth of God's Word. We're here to proclaim it and to send the light. What light? The gospel light. Let it shine. How far? From shore to shore. Everywhere. All right. Psalm 138. David says in verse 1, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods, little g, will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for the truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Well, I tell you, that's a deep couple verses right there. And we're just going to scratch on them a little bit this morning. I will praise thee with my whole heart. That means he puts everything else out of his mind, everything else out of the desires of his heart. And with his whole heart, he is able to praise God. With his whole heart. What makes a whole heart? How is he able to do that? I tell you, because in his heart was the presence of God. A lot of people will tell you that The Old Testament saints were saved different than us, and that was a totally different situation. No, it wasn't. No, when God saves the soul, He injects or imputes the Word of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, and the presence of God is in the heart. Where the desires are, where the deepest part of you is, that's where God dwells with you. That's the truth of the Word of God. Important that we stand for that. We are able to praise Him, to praise God with the whole heart. Why? Because we have that power. Brother Chuck spoke of earlier. We have power spiritually. Why? Only because of the presence of God within us. By His grace and mercy, we have been given the ability to do what? To realize that He is worthy of praise and to give Him that praise that He is worthy of. I will praise Thee with my whole heart. Now notice, before the little g gods will I sing praise unto Thee. This shows His strong faith in the true and living God, doesn't it? It shows that He fears God because He's been shown and has learned that God is really God. One over all, a sovereign God. But He doesn't fear the little g gods, nor anything that those who believe in them can do to Him. So He stands up and sings of the true God and praises Him in front of, in the presence of, the little g gods. Now we're dealing with that today too. Mostly in false gospels. And the false gospels, they're everywhere you look, really, they are. But we have been put here so us in the light. We have been put here to stand on the truth of God's Word and to praise Him in the presence of all those who are lost, all of those who are confused, all of those who are being led into these false gospels or lulled into this sleep. You're all right. A loving God wouldn't send anybody to hell. That's being taught. Let me tell you, God is love. It's in His very character, His very nature. It's attributed to His very nature. It's one of His attributes. But that's not the only part of Him. He is a holy, righteous God. And being so, He can't, like we would, sweep sin under the rug and go, "Yeah, that's all right. We're going to just forget about that." Praise God, He does forget them. But you see, He designed and brought about a way that would please Him to do away with our sin. And that was God Himself. Even as Abraham told his son, he said, "Son, God will provide Himself a lamb." And he said, that's exactly what He did. He's a holy, righteous God. He had to do it the right way. He couldn't accept anything that we did on our own. Why? Because we were separated from Him. Only Jesus Christ made that connection between God and us. And you're right, He hears us. He listens. He does bend His ear to us, as we're going to see. Verse 2, "I will worship toward Thy holy temple and praise Thy name for Thy loving kindness and for the truth, for Thou hast magnified Thy word above all Thy name." I will worship toward Thy holy temple. Let me tell you that that's referring to the Lord Jesus Christ right there. He was the holy temple. You remember that we're taught that we are the temple of God. Our bodies are. Why? Because God dwells there. He lives within us and He saves us. But Jesus Christ had a body too, didn't He? Absolutely. But His body was the holy temple, wasn't it? Zion, it's Him. I will worship toward Him, toward Thy holy temple. Realizing, acknowledging, praising Him because He's the perfect, holy, and righteous God. The only one that was acceptable to give His life for you. The only one, and He did. I will worship toward Thy holy temple. It also refers to the law of God. God's righteous ways. I will worship You in Your ways. Even though all these around me are opposed to Your ways. All these around me talk bad about and put down Your ways. All these around me in this world think they're smarter than You, God. But not me. I know better. I will praise You in the person of Jesus Christ. Praise Thy name for Thy loving kindness. I'll tell you, we're totally dependent on His loving kindness, aren't we? For Thy truth. For Thou hast magnified Thy word above all Thy name. Magnification is important, isn't it? When we have some old books and the print on them is so little, I can't even see them. I can see the black on the white. But I can't read the words. Oh, but if I've got a magnifier, if the Word is magnified to my vision, whoa, it comes alive and I can read it and I know what it says. God has done that for His Word, for you. He's magnified His Word. You understand it? You realize that He died on the cross for you, not just for anybody who will accept it, but He died for you. He's always known you. That's kind of scary. He's that great of God. He knows the past, present, from the future. What a Savior. In the day when I cried, verse 3, thou answered me. We've already talked this morning about prayer and how important it is. It really is. It is a divine connection that's been given to us freely. And He does listen. In the day when I cried, thou answered me. And He does when we seek Him. He answers us. And what does He answer us with? And strengtheneth me with strength in my soul. It causes us to feel weary sometimes, dealing with the things that we deal with every day. Again, most of which are opposed to the Word of God. But when we go to Him and we trust in Him, He is faithful to answer us. And what does He give us? He gives us strength to carry on in the path that He's put us on. Oh, we praise Him for His Word, for the fact that He has magnified it to our minds and to our hearts, where it's not just black lines on white paper, but is the true and living Word of God. It is manna from heaven for us. I will praise Thy name for Thy loving kindness. This is all through grace. His loving kindness, the strengthening, the answering of prayer, the loving us and knowing us, living within us and guiding us. All of this is through grace. Grace is simply unmerited favor. I didn't deserve anything to do with Him. He loved me anyway. What an example for a parent. Loved me anyway. Gave Himself for me. So David's talking about following the Lord, though despised by men, while looking to the person of Jesus Christ. Praising Him, trusting in Him for the actions that He's taken on our behalf. David knew a lot about trusting in the Lord. David knew a lot about the Lord answering his cry, his prayers, with strength. Remember, this is David, the shepherd boy, that through God slew Goliath. This is David, the king. David, the man after God's own heart. David, the man from which the seed of Jesus Christ, the lineage of Jesus Christ was. All the kings of the earth shall praise Thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of Thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet He hath He respect unto the lowly, but the proud He knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, that sound familiar? It does. We are walking on a sinful earth. Our kind are ridiculed and put down because we don't follow along with the mindset of man and the economy of this world, the things that are going on in this world. We realize that these things that we speak of are little g gods. They're little g gods. If they take the place in our heart of God in our life, that's what they're little g gods, and we're worshiping them if it takes away from us worshiping the true God. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, what's going to happen? Thou wilt revive me. What a faithful God. We are standing on His strength. When we stand on His truth and we seek Him and we trust in Him, Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies. Let me tell you, the truth of God's Word is forever settled in heaven. The psalmist said that too. All these other things that are against God, they're not going to make it, are they? No. They're all going to disappear. They're all going to go away. Why? Because they're not truth. Because they're against God. Thy right hand shall save me. Praise God. You know who the Bible depicts as the right hand of God? That's Jesus Christ. He at this very moment is seated at the right hand of God. And He is presenting your case to God the Father. He's making intercession for you. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. What are we concerned with in our hearts? It's Him. It's the gospel, the true gospel of Jesus Christ, and getting it out. Declaring all His wonderful works. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. There's no getting loose, praise God. He's got a grip on you. And there's no getting loose. He's God. He has declared that you are His child. You are His forever. What a peace that should create in your heart. You believe that this morning. What a comfort that gives us. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. And He will not. You believe that you're the works of His own hands? I do. If you believe that Jesus Christ hung on the cross of Calvary for you, that you were born with a debt that you couldn't pay, but God, sending His Son, provided the only perfect way for your redemption, to redeem you from this condition that you were born in. You believe that He did that for you. And when He rose the third day, the sin that He carried into the grave, your sin and my sin, were no longer there. Because they had been completely ratified, completely paid for. It satisfied God the Father. That was shown in type when God sent the angel to roll back the stone from the sepulcher in which Jesus laid. Power. The angel was from heaven, a holy angel that glowed so bright that probably the fiercest soldiers on earth fell down like dead men. God sent that angel to roll that stone back to show that it was just a stone. But the Son of God laid in that grave. And He came forth by the power of God because He had accomplished that wonderful and important mission that God the Father had sent Him for. And that is to redeem your soul by paying the price. And let me tell you, God's satisfied with Him. He's satisfied with Him. And He's satisfied with me through Him. Because He sees me through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Well, what a Savior. Shouldn't we sing praises to Him? Any situation that we're in all day long, even if it's just to ourselves and our minds, we can sing praises to Him. And I'm going to tell you, He receives those praises. He hears us. In the day when I cried, Thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Praise God. That's where the strength comes from, to carry on in His name and to continue to express, continue to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in word, in deed, and in an example. Praise God. May He bless the reading of His word this day.